Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. 29th of November 2011. This is my audio blog. I'm making a cup of tea, and so what better time to record an audio boo, especially one that's going to be aimed primarily at, amongst others, Nick Holloway Vox. The others being Jordan Atlanta, obviously, and Timmy Sims. So, the question set by Jordan Atlanta was, why is Audio Boo more popular in the UK than in the US? Why does it have a better penetration into the user community in the UK rather than in the US? And why isn't it proper podcasting? So I think the reason why Audio Boo's got a sort of stronger foothold and a better penetration in the UK is because it's a UK company. It's set up in an office in London, and so all the kind of evangelization that they've done, going around to different places, interviewing celebrities, getting celebrities on board, getting them to start using it. All that stuff is much easier for them to do in the UK. So, they go and they've obviously got a lot of BBC journalists on board and other journalists that they've obviously gone out and spread the word and demonstrated the software, demonstrated the app to lots of different people in and around London and around the UK. And obviously they've gone over to Ireland for sort of conferences and stuff like that, but you can see all the evangelization stuff has happened, all in and around and in the vicinity of the UK. So it's no wonder that the UK population is more into it. For my own personal introduction to Audio Boo was through Stephen Fry. So we're talking about sort of 2 or 3 years ago, when Twitter was kind of the emerging, an emerging thing at the time, and Stephen Fry was the person with the most followers on Twitter for a period of time. I think he was competing with, what's it called, Obama. And maybe Lady Gaga was that? I don't know, someone like that. Anyway, but yeah, Stephen Fry had the most followers, or at least was in the top two or top three followers at any one time around that time. And he started doing audio boos on his Twitter, and doing recordings of incorporating audio boo into his QI recordings, and making that little competition for people. And so that's how I found out about it, because I'm a big fan of Stephen Fry. But yes, and then yeah, Robert Llewellyn, I think, is being sort of another celebrity who's being it's featured a lot by Mark Rock and the Audio Boo marketing people at the moment. So yeah, it's kind of it all emanates from the UK, really. Why it's not proper podcasting? Well, there's a long answer and a short answer to that. The short answer is, you asked Dave Weiner what makes podcasting, and it's an RSS 2.0 feed with enclosures, and that's what makes a podcast. And everyone knows that Audio Boo doesn't use RSS 2.0 for the enclosure, for the feed. It uses an RDF. Is it an RDF feed instead? And that works in iTunes, but it's not officially a podcast in the technical sense that Dave Weiner laid down. Whether or not that actually means anything is probably irrelevant, because whether it's an RSS 2.0 feed or an RDF feed or any other type of an Atom feed or whatever, it walks like a podcast, it talks like a podcast, and it smells like a podcast, so ostensibly it's a podcast. I think likewise it has to be an MP3 file. It can't be an AAC or Ogg Vorbis or whatever they're called, or a WAV file. but for all intents and purposes, it is a podcast, no matter what file format it uses for the feed and whatever file format it uses for the audio files. So that's kind of my different answer to it. Now, the funny thing was that Was it Timmy Sims mentioned about the 30-minute limit, as if the length of the audio somehow gives it credibility as a podcast, as opposed to as a micro podcast. Again, I'm not so sure whether how important that is really. And he also talked about the editing side of things. Again, I feel, just because it's edit, I mean, you can edit audio, you know, in a very expensive recording studio with very expensive software, and bounce out the audio to a file and then upload it to Audioboo using the website, you know, the widget on the website. So you can have just as much production in an Audioboo as you would in a any other type of podcast. And likewise, you can do a podcast on one of the sort of the proper podcasting networks, and it could just be a stream of consciousness bit of audio recording without any editing at all. So I don't think that's really the point. I think it's a quality thing, really. I mean, Audioboo is wonderful because it really makes it easy. I'm going to have a slip of my tea now. Oh, that's too cold. It really makes the uploading, publishing process and the recording process really, really easy using the smartphone apps. And that's the beauty, and at the same time, the handicap, because it does mean, because there's a sort of a lower barrier to entry, that you're going to have to wade through a lot of material which hasn't got the same amount of production work done on it. So, you know, back in the early days of podcasting, when I started doing podcasting, it was hard work producing a podcast. You know, before iTunes came out, and you were having to educate people how to use Juice Receiver, or whatever it was called at the time, and you were having to, before Mevio started up, or Podshow as they became known, you had to create your own RSS feed. You had to write your own little program to create your RSS feed, or you had to get a word. It was really complicated. And over the years, it's got easier and easier to do it. And it's great. It's democratizing. You know, what does it matter what the quality is, what the amount of production work that goes into a recording that's published on the internet? What does it matter, really? What matters is the quality of the ideas and the engagement, and that's why I think Audioboo just blows the socks off of podcasting. Because with podcasting, again, like we were talking about with radio and broadcast, there's still this thing where, you know, as a podcast, you invite people to phone in and leave messages on the voicemail, or you invite people to put comments on the blog or send in snippets, or, you know, you might even deign to Skype record and choose someone to have an interview them on your podcast, but you're still in control, you're still top-down podcasting, whereas with Audioboo, it really does level the playing field. So, and it's all because of these blimmin' iPhones and smartphones that have come along that have really made all this possible. It's fantastic. I hope that answers the question. Toodle-boo.
Oh, and please, please, please accept my humble apologies. I think I completely transposed Timmy Sims and George in Atlanta throughout this recording. So, my humble apologies for that mistake.